Riviera Radio. Business.
Hi.
Good morning.
So you're supporting Chelsea again this week, are you?
Well, now we're in the Champions League final. I suppose that's the only thing any course of action that's required.
You better get little Henry down to the Cobham training ground and collect a few autographs.
Actually, I'll tell you a quick story. One of the Chelsea players who was playing yesterday's child is in the same class as my Amelia. And the daughter said to Amelia, "My daddy's a footballer." And Amelia said to the child, "My daddy's a golfer."
Oh, really?
I'm not sure it's really in the same realm, the 20 handicap golfer and a Chelsea footballer, but there you go.
I'll tell you a little story which made me laugh the other day out loud. So I was taking my daughter to a music lesson, which is near the local hospital. And on the way, an ambulance zoomed past with its blue light flashing, said, "Oh, wonder where that's going." All right, so, it looks like you're going to be back in the office. So Goldman Sachs has sounded the starting gun.
Love the idea of this, don't you? You're rejoicing in the idea that we're going to have to trek up and do the three-hour commute is back on for Mr. Potts. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan very much leading the way. Other financial institutions, other companies looking at a more hybrid measure. So I think it'll be a different approach by different banks and will depend a little bit in terms of the role required.
You better check the belts on your suits because you probably need a couple of extra notches after having walked around in elasticated trousers for the last year and a half.
I've been wearing shorts, that has to be said, but putting on a suit will certainly come as a shock, and getting the shirts ready and so forth will be good fun.
Okay, we haven't got much time this morning. Markets pretty good in Europe yesterday, another mixed bag on Wall Street.
Yeah, somewhat of a volatile session for global financial markets. In Europe, it was a positive session. Today, equities rose the most in almost 2 months. Stoxx 600 closed up 1.5%. As data confirmed the expansion in the euro area services sector, gains in oil and base metals buoyed mining and energy shares. On Wall Street, equities sold off towards the end of the trading session, in fact, wiping out gains. Technology shares turned lower, offsetting optimism over solid corporate earnings and economic reports. Saw weakness in the pharmaceutical sector. This is on the news the US will support proposal to waive intellectual property protections for COVID-19 vaccines. Peloton shares tumbled 14% after recalling its treadmill products over safety concerns. Copper and lumber rallied, adding to those inflation fears. S&P 500 was up 0.1%. Nasdaq was in negative territory, down 0.4%. Slightly mixed start on the European bourses this morning. Currently calling FTSE up 6 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 18 points. CAC 40 in Paris down 4 points.
Interest rate decision in the UK today, no change.
No change, but the UK economy has outlook has certainly been improving. We've got the successful vaccination programme, reopening of the economy, robust household consumption, the lower projected peak level of unemployment. The March budget, remember, delivered a much bigger fiscal stimulus package than expected. UK economy should also benefit from the spillover effects from the big US fiscal stimulus packages. Now expect the UK economy to grow at 5.9% this year. What does that mean in terms of policy? Well, the prospect of negative interest rates, remember we were talking about that only just a few months ago, have all but evaporated. MPC likes to maintain the status quo as the recovery plays out. I think rates on hold through 2022. Could see risk to that, i.e. rates being hiked during the course of next year if we do indeed see a stronger recovery materialise and inflation is projected to be sustainably above that 2% mark.
And shares in Hugo Boss up, no thanks to you.
Doing nicely, perhaps people getting ready to get back to work. Shares up 5%, 14-month high. Year-to-date shares are up 44%, reporting a better-than-expected first-quarter results. Good momentum, actually, saying, coming through from its online business, mainline China and casual wear. First-quarter sales came in at €497 million. That was ahead of the top end of analyst expectations. Said momentum improved in the US and Europe, despite the fact that half of its shops have been closed. Still thinks that 2021 will be a year of recovery, assuming no new lockdowns come into force. Confident that sales in the second quarter will almost double those of the prior year. China, of course, are very important to those prospects.
I think your idea of leisure wear and mine are two completely different things. You're kind of like Ralph Lauren polo with sort of tailored Bermuda shorts and a pair of trainers or something, aren't you?
Birkenstocks,
okay. Mine's more tracky bottoms and a Rolling Stones t-shirt with holes in it.
Filthy.
No, they're clean.
I'd be surprised if they're clean. Anything's better than those see-through linen trousers you used
you
to wear.
You had to get them, didn't you? Goodness me. Actually, they went to the recycling the other day. Foreign exchanges, please.
couldn't even make net curtains out of those. Pound against the dollar coming through at 1.39 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 1.20. Saw far too much. You're going to get one just below 1 euro 16 cents for your British pound this morning.
Be off with you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Hang Potts from Barclays.